it's no good doing the outward bit if your inward bit is awful. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law and you Pharisees? Hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity. Outwardly, you look like righteous people, but inwardly your hearts are filled with hypocrisy Jesus responds? Jesus says, well, he's asked the question, are you a king? And he responds, well, son, it's you who said it. Is that a question you're genuinely asking? Some of us try to bring the kingdom in so much that nothing will be outside of God's control. And if something perceives ourselves as outside God's control, we're going to force it upon them. Kingdom of God is not going to be forced upon them. And some of us spend all our time thinking, well, you know, when we die, the kingdom of God will turn up and have to do nothing before them. Tick the box and come in and we'll forget all of that. That doesn't work either. The kingdom is near. say it, because then I'll be proved right. True, but not loving. Then you could be loving without any truth. Oh, it doesn't matter what you do. Honestly, it's not. God's such a nice dude. He's okay with it. Don't worry. That's not accurate either. Love includes truth. I suggest you stop smoking. Not because it's sinful per se, it's just bad for your lungs. That's a lovely, truthful statement. Have a cigarette? Why not me? I wonder, just think about it, what's the bedside manner of a doctor you may have been? Say, as I came out of my groggy operation and was morphined up for the next 3 days, they reappeared, having felt extremely guilty and sought forgiveness for their actions. Not the bedside manner I had hoped to experience from them. You don't want a doctor, really, who tells you the truth in such a terrifying way, because the last thing you want to do is go anywhere near. You don't want to know a believer of Christ is so truthful but not loving. Says, well, you know, I've got all this power over you. Jesus says, no, you haven't. You've only got power because it's been given to you, and to be honest, the one who therefore abused that power effectively and handed me over to you, it's very complicated way of reading the Greek. What he's saying is, God's ultimately in charge. But there's someone here who's been abusing that. It's called Caiaphas. Caiaphas has handed me over to you. He's handed me over to you. And because he's done that, he's more guilty than you. Not, you're not guilty. You say, he has more guilt than you in this because he should know better. The Jewish leader about our faith, the high priest, the person who's meant to be standing there interceding on behalf of the people, is causing the problem. And rather than resolving the situation, has passed us over to a Gentile and put me before a Gentile for your decision. He says, well, you've got to let him go from there. Pilate's struck by this. This is the person that Pilate's struck by. He says, there's nothing this person's done wrong. Even though potentially he was a king, he said, well, he's not in this world, I'm not threatening Caesar. And Pilate tells us, and he keeps coming back. And the way John has described it, they go publicly and they go and talk to everybody. And Pilate gets confused and goes back to his private chambers and gets Jesus brought in, and they have this dialogue. And he goes back out and talks again. He goes back in. And he keeps doing this, and he keeps trying to free Jesus. And he keeps trying to say, well, he's got no charge here. Just let him go. And then he goes, well, hang on a second. I've got the worst person in the world. He's called Barabbas. You all hate him. And you're all really pleased when we arrested the guy. And he's been, you know, causing up all sorts of dissension. And Rome really hates him. And we're about to execute him. Tell you what, I normally let someone go at this time. How about I let Jesus go? That's a good, you know, good solution. Yeah, you were a bit annoyed at him, but we'll let him go, and everything's cool between us. No, we'll take Barabbas. So Jesus, the guy who's said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Respect those who are over in authority over you. see and start.